Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson. I am pleased to be joined today in studio by Brittany Mordini, who is a CMA, Certified Medical Assistant at FHN. And primarily, Brittany, you work in the orthopedics department, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let's talk about knee replacement.
Let's do that.
Yeah, this is becoming really common, isn't it?
Yes, it is a very common procedure needed for people a little later in life due to osteoarthritis and bone-on-bone rubbing together, and it's very painful.
I've known a couple of people that have had it, and they're like, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. Do you hear that?
Yes, absolutely. People are very happy with the results.
Well, and with the weather being nice out too now, it seems like this would be a good time because you're not having to deal with walking on snow and ice and that kind of thing when you're going back and forth for rehab and so forth. Doesn't this seem like a perfect time to do it?
Yes, people are always more prone to be active in the warm weather. They don't have to worry about ice and snow when getting around, especially after joint replacement.
Sure. Now, there's a couple of different types of knee replacement that is available at FHN. Can you kind of tell us what those are?
Yes, there are two types of knee replacement, the traditional way and the true match way.
So true match, what's that mean?
So true match is a patient-specific knee replacement. It uses CT scan technology to create a three-dimensional image of your knee that will be used during your surgery. It may take up to 5 weeks to create this instrumentation for your knee replacement. This is done to improve the accuracy of the cuts in the bone made by your surgeon and allow the knee replacement to fit better. Position and alignment are crucial to the overall performance of your implant. Think of it this way. If you don't get an alignment on your car after putting on new tires, you'll eventually see uneven wear and tear, even tire failure. The same idea applies to your replacement. 10% of people nationwide are unhappy with their traditional knee replacements, but thankfully, True Match is being performed to increase the fit and improve the accuracy of the procedure.
Makes sense. It does make sense. So is there a different way that people have to prep prior to surgery for the True Match versus the conventional?
The only difference between the two procedures for prep-wise would be the necessity of the CT scan, and 99% of the time your commercial insurance will cover the cost of that scan.
Okay, what about the replacement itself? Does insurance usually pay for it?
We have a pre-certification department at FHN that can, tailor people's specific insurance situations, and they can get that information.
So you know ahead of time,
yes,
what's going to be covered and what isn't.
What you're responsible for, yes.
What about recovery time? Is that different at all with the True Match?
So the physical therapist will have the patient up and walking the same day the surgery is performed. They will climb stairs and have the potential to go home the very next day.
Oh my goodness, that seems unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, it's improving all the time.
It's a new day.
Yeah. Is everybody a candidate for True Match?
So yes and no. People who have already had joint replacement are not eligible for revision surgery with True Match. However, for people who have had hip replacement, True Match is very beneficial. With the customization of the True Match joint, there is no need for the surgeon to do any traditional measuring that they have done in the past with the traditional replacement. With the rod placement that is put into the large bone in your upper thigh, also known as the femur, and without this temporary invasive rod placement, it does not interfere with the permanent hip prosthesis that is already in place.
Now, with the True Match, I know obviously FHN is doing this. Is anybody else locally that you know of offering this?
No, there is no hospital in the region that performs True Match procedures other than FHN orthopedic surgeons, not even in Rockford.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that you can go home as early as the next day after knee replacement. What about follow-up physical therapy? Is that needed?
Yes, patients will meet with a physical therapist prior to surgery to learn the exercises that they will be doing postoperatively at home and in rehab therapy. After surgery, patients will meet with their therapist 3 times a week for 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so 4 to 6 weeks, and you're going to be getting real close to back to normal?
Absolutely.
Only normal this time being hopefully pain-free, right?
Yes.
What about, I know there's an educational event coming up soon that people can find out more about True Match and maybe ask questions and that kind of thing. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, please come and join FHN's very own orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Greg Dahman, as he answers questions, discusses True Mat joint replacement and other orthopedic surgery capabilities. This event will be held at Burchard Hills right here in Freeport on Wednesday, August 8th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to fhn.org.
Okay, is that a free event?
Yes, it is free.
So just people can come that maybe are a little bit anticipating this procedure and want to know more?
Absolutely. There'll be a question and answer session. It's very informative, and you don't need to register ahead of time or anything.
Just show up. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Brittany, thank you so much. Some great information there, and probably we piqued the curiosity of a few people. So again,
hopefully.
You said there can be more information found at fhn.org. Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks for having me.
Brittany Mordini, who is a CMA, a certified medical assistant in orthopedics at FHN. This is Talk of the Town.